Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm talking to Dr. Michelle Cora Sedgwick, an allergy and immunologist at LSU Health New Orleans. Doctor, we see this report that says Louisiana's at a high risk of having an overlap with this secondary flu outbreak and allergy season. So we've got one on top of the other. As this unfolds, as someone starts feeling, the sneezes and the congestion and all that, how do they tell whether it's allergy or they're coming down with a flu?
So the main distinguisher, I would say, any respiratory illness is going to be mainly characterized by fever. Fever will be like a big differentiator if it's an illness or allergies. And then flu specifically, also body aches, will be two big clues that it's actually the flu rather than allergies going on. Allergies will usually just be the nasal congestion. You can have some sore throat, but it's mainly going to be congestion and itching, whether it's eye itching, watery eyes, or even nose itching, sneezing, those sorts of symptoms. And the allergy symptoms will tend to last a lot longer versus a flu should really only be limited to less than a week, 7 to 10 days, versus a flu. I mean, allergies will last several weeks usually during the whole season.
Now, at the beginning of symptoms, before fever, are you likely to have these respiratory problems with the flu before the fever hits, or is that fever going to hit you so quickly you know it's flu and not allergies?
I would say, actually, that probably allergies tend to hit people more quickly. Like, they'll wake up with maybe, like, crusted eyes or really watery, itchy, runny eyes, that sort of thing. And the flu, I would probably say the symptoms like the fever and the muscle aches will hit you quickly as well, so that you'll really know pretty soon on whether it's one or the other.
Of course, if you're an allergy sufferer, you could just as easily get the flu while you're in the middle of an allergy problem.
Unfortunately, yes, because really having all that inflammation and those uncontrolled allergies with increased mucus production and all that can put you more at risk for infections, period. So, probably trying to keep control. If you know that you suffer in the spring, tree pollen is really high right now. So if you know that you're sensitive to trees or sensitive in the spring, being proactive and starting your nose sprays, your allergy oral medications now, and keeping down that inflammation is probably going to help you somewhat in getting sick.
And of course, the immunologists always tell us go get those shots.
Yes. Oh, yes. Please get the flu vaccine. Definitely. It's never too late. We're still in the season, like you said. We're getting a resurgence, unfortunately. So please get vaccinated. Yes.
Are we looking at a particularly bad allergy season as we head into spring here? I mean, do you keep, as a physician, do you keep track of the warning signs that we might have a worse allergy season compared to normal?
The warmer it is, it's always going to be worse. So right now, of course, our weather has been all over the place. I wouldn't say, I'm not sure how this allergy season is going to be, but it's definitely high right now because it's very warm right now. So I think every year it seems to get worse and worse.
Okay, so it's warm, that is potentially a worse allergy season, and the allergy symptoms could make us more susceptible to the flu.
Yes, exactly.
Goody.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.